This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the entrepreneur who seems to have cracked the great modern media challenge. She's taken her point of view, her voice, as it were, and starting with an online blog, figured out how to make money. Leandra Medine is founder of Man Repeller, which now describes itself as a, quote, judgment-free zone to talk about fashion, but with no topic off-limits for discussion. That's part of the new definition. The old definition is right there on the site, but ostentatiously crossed out. A man repeller used to be defined in part as, quote, she who outfits herself in a sartorially offensive mode that may result in repelling members of the opposite sex. Leandra Medine came by the New York Bureau to talk about this.
So the reason I crossed out that entry, and that was actually done pretty recently, is because when I launched Man Repeller 6 years ago at this point, it was a very literal niche fashion blog. And so we were writing about trends that women loved and men hated. And a lot of those things need a definition. So we tried to make it really, really simple and literal. But as the site has evolved, by simple virtue of the fact that my own interests have evolved, the definition has changed so much. And it's not just a fashion site anymore. We cover culture and sometimes news, and our approach is really humorous. And above all else, we really nurture and foster a growing community. And we don't judge anyone.
And you do take on really tough, interesting issues and dissect them. And I guess just the literal definition of man repeller wasn't going to encompass that.
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard for me to define it now also, because I feel like defining it puts it in a box, and it's so many things. And, you know, the way that businesses operate today is so amorphous that to say that it's just a media site doesn't even feel like enough.
But Leandra, there was always a built-in irony, right? Always there was irony in that term. It wasn't actually about someone who wants all people of the opposite gender to run in the opposite direction.
Of course not. At the crux of Man Repeller has always been this notion of confidence. When I launched the site, I was violently single. And just by simple virtue of starting to put out this notion that I could be a man repeller, I immediately felt this newfangled control over my own love life, right? I wasn't single because nobody was interested in me anymore. I was single because I was making an elective choice to outfit myself in a specific way.
So who's the target of the work that you do? I'm sure you get asked this all the time when you're talking to potential partners in your business. I'm thinking it's a person who is openly smart but secretly fashion conscious but somehow doesn't want to admit that?
I think that women, as a rule, are interested in fashion, period. I know that there are women who say they're not and who act as though they're not, and that's okay, because I've rejected fashion at many points in my life too. But fashion is such a polarizing industry, and it's such a polarizing concept, and if you don't fit into the clothes that are at the store, you reject it. And if you don't feel like you fit the mold that a magazine is creating for you, you reject that too. And so what Man Repeller is for me is a place that celebrates fashion and intellect in the same sentence. You know what I mean? Being interested in fashion doesn't make you dumb, the same way that not being interested in fashion and only coming to Man Repeller for the culture pieces doesn't make you a naysayer. Just be who you are and be comfortable with that, period.
But you can be a feminist and fashion conscious?
Of course. There's something really interesting and escapist about fashion that I'm really compelled by, and there's something hugely emotional and psychological about the outfits we put on, the sort of temporary tattoos that we wear each morning, and the identities that we espouse by simple virtue of putting clothing on our bodies. And I always loved that about fashion and just discarded whatever didn't work for me.
But to some extent, your work is an antidote to some of the other ways that fashion has been portrayed. In other words, if you don't adopt this style, something's wrong with you.
Because we live in a different age, right? I am by definition a millennial, and I think by the time I graduated college, I was sick of what was out there. I wanted to bring something new to the internet. So when I started writing Man Repeller and thinking about what Man Repeller was going to do after it started earning traction and how it was going to affect women, I thought of myself and I thought of my own children and what kind of world I want to bring daughters into. You're not stupid because you're interested in fashion, period. And that's the way that magazines may have made us feel.
A lot of folks have blogs. A lot of people have found their voices online. You figured out a way to make some money doing this. Give me a sense of how you went about thinking about, I hate to use the term, but monetizing some of this.
The opportunities really threw themselves at me to start. There was no real monetization strategy. It's so funny because Sophia Amoruso, the founder of Nasty Gal, is a close friend of mine. And we sort of came up together. And when I was just launching Man Repeller, and Nasty Gal was really new for her too, she reached out to me and was like, "Hey, I'd like to advertise on Man Repeller." And I was like, "Okay. That will be $2,000 for an ad that will last on the site for 1 week." And she was like, "Okay." And that was the way my first transaction occurred. I didn't understand what impressions were. I didn't really care about clicks. And to some degree, I still kind of don't. But it took realizing that monetizing my website was not going to affect the quality of the content and was, in fact, going to support better quality content to come up with the current strategy, which is very much motivated by integrated stories.
It's so interesting because, I think a lot of media organizations try to put up these firewalls to be sure that the money, when it comes in, if it comes in, doesn't corrupt the editorial process. But also, you're not shy about helping to sell things. You've done partnerships with retailers.
Absolutely. So I'm totally a consumer.
I don't get an anti-consumerist vibe reading Man Repeller. That is true.
I like supporting people who are thoughtful contributors to, I don't want to say a better life for women, because stuff doesn't make you happier. As a matter of fact, it might make you less happy. But it can sure boost your mood, and there's some value in that.
And so there are lines of fashion that have your brand now.
Yes, we've done clothing collaborations with brands. That's mostly been vanity stuff. Those aren't meaningful profit-generating partnerships for me, but it's been a really unique way to test out designing without having to incur overhead costs.
Boy, really, though, you better know your brand if you're going to do that.
You better know what you like, right?
Oh, I see. In other words, if this on its face is tasteless, you're gonna be the first to know.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where I'm not good at that stuff. I can't tell what's tasteless or not. I don't have that ability when it comes to that stuff.
Well, it's a good thing we're friends now.
Yeah, you can help, I'm sure. So as you have redefined the Man Repeller brand online fairly recently, as you say, do you think it's going to be limiting, the fact that you're stuck with those words?
I'm not sure, because we are going to continue growing the brand offline and online, and there's never really been a misunderstanding about what Man Repeller is in almost anything we've published, in any partnership we've done, because the women and men who work at Man Repeller have all more or less been fans before they came on. And so there's this sort of like sense of partnership, community, that's just baked into the narrative at the site anyway. And the writers have a better sense of what Man Repeller is than even I do at some points.
Give me a sense. It's always the unfair question. But in 5 years, what would you like to see with your business?
Well, instead of breaking down the mechanics, what I will say is that in 5 years, if you're walking down the street in whatever metropolitan city you live in, or maybe it's not metropolitan, and you've got your headphones in and you're holding a cup of coffee and you're wearing a hat and you've got cool shoes on, it is not unlikely that what you're listening to is a Man Repeller podcast, what you're drinking is a Man Repeller branded coffee, what you're wearing are Man Repeller branded shoes, and you're on your way to work to look at the site, which is going to make you feel like an even more fun version of yourself.
So interesting. Leandra Medine is founder of all this, Man Repeller. Leandra, thank you.
Thank you.